The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "The disciples of John the Baptist fast often and offer prayers, and the disciples of the Pharisees do the same, but yours eat and drink." Jesus answered them, "Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, and when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast in those days." And he also told them a parable. No one tears a piece from a new cloak to patch an old one. Otherwise, he will tear the new, and the piece from it will not match the old cloak. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine must be poured into fresh wineskins, and no one who has been drinking old wine desires new, for he says, "The old is good." The Gospel of the Lord. So, in the scriptures today, Christ says that the apostles and the disciples have reason not to fast and not to mourn, not to do any of these penitential things, because Christ, God himself in the flesh, was with them. But he did say that the days will come when it's time for them to fast, abstain, and do penance. Those days started 2,000 years ago, and they continue today. And so I want to take a moment to just remind us that Fridays are almost like a mini Good Friday, just as Sundays are a mini Easter and a time of joy and celebration. Fridays throughout the year are a time of penance, or at least having a spiritual approach to our Fridays. So it's not just like, oh, it's just Friday. Maybe some of you remember prior to, the 1960s or so, it was actually under pain of sin that you had to abstain from meat on Fridays. You weren't allowed to eat it. But since then, the bishops' conference here in the States in 66, I think, they changed that to say that it's not a sin to abstain from meat because there are other things that are important to also abstain from, or to do to make sure we have this spirit of penance so that we can unite our prayers and our suffering with Jesus Christ and draw closer to him. And so, yeah, I just wanted to, I can't remember all my homily because, you know, I usually have a paper with me to keep me on track. But the sum of it, the gist of it, was that it's good practice to have some sort of penitential spirit on Fridays throughout the year, not just during Lent, but having that same sense of Lent on every Friday throughout the year. So it could be abstaining from meat. It could be, you know, giving up soda for the day. It could be going and doing good works of service, going to a hospital and visiting the sick or visiting the poor or visiting the people in prison. Any number of things, whatever it is, it's good to do because it helps unite ourselves to Jesus Christ, draw closer to him, and hopefully get to heaven. It's the goal, right? All right, so that's a homily. I have something written out to end it well, but I can't remember right off the top of my head, so that's a homily. Please stand.